tea over hot chocolate, and then turned around and picked hot chocolate over coffee, it was because these drinks were collections of features. These features might be more or less noticeable, but the choices created their own contexts. Different features might become more important depending on the context. People may think of caffeine content when choosing between coffee and tea, and they might be thinking about sugar content when thinking about coffee and hot chocolate. Danny and Amos had been at the University of Michigan for an overlapping period of 6 months, though their paths seldom crossed. This changed when Danny invited Amos to speak at his undergraduate seminar. Instead of speaking about his own work, Amos spoke on the work of another colleague. He spoke on an experiment that was being conducted in the department, where researchers were trying to determine if people could assess statistical probability using their intuition. The broad answer from researchers at the University of Michigan was that people, when asked to make a decision that relied on assessing probability, could understand that the odds were always changing. They would shift their decision in the right direction, but just not dramatically enough. A lot of social scientists wanted to believe that Bayesian statistics, a theory in the field of statistics in which the evidence about the true state of the world is expressed in terms of degrees of belief, informed the way people made predictions. To Danny, the experiment that Amos talked about was ridiculous, so Danny criticized Amos. To Danny, people were Bayesian in the same way people were mathematics. Most people could work out that 7 times 8 equals 56, but what if some could not? Whatever errors they made were random. The human mind did not have an intuitive way of doing math that led to systemic errors from different participants. Amos was not used to being corrected, and certainly not used to changing his mind, but this experience birthed a lifelong collaboration between two brilliant minds. They followed each other from Israel to America and back again. They became consumed with trying to understand what was happening when people were judging probability. A prediction, they decided, was a judgment that involves uncertainty. Many people noted that their relationship was more intense than a marriage. Their working habits even managed to cause strain on other relationships. Danny would eventually divorce and remarry. The Yom Kippur War was especially important to them, because the IDF had failed to predict that an Egyptian army would attack. Danny said that he and Amos lost faith in decision analysis when Israeli intelligence failed to anticipate the Yom Kippur attack. Israel thought Egypt would never attack if it maintained air superiority, yet Egypt still attacked. The majority of decision-making theory was rooted in a 1730s publication by a Swiss mathematician named Daniel Bernoulli. Bernoulli thought that people didn't maximize value, they maximized utility. This expected utility theory also predicted that people would be risk-averse. Danny and Amos tried to dismantle centuries of economic theory on decision-making, and they did so by showing that people behaved very differently when confronted with nothing but potential gains versus how they behaved when they were confronted with losses. When confronted with gains, people became risk-averse. However, when confronted only with losses, they became risk-seekers. Danny and Amos showed, through careful experiments, that you could create situations where people were more likely to become risk-takers. Economic theory had not uncovered this because economists usually studied money and, therefore, the potential for gains. In fact, Richard Thaler, one of the authors who reviewed Moneyball in the LA Review of Books, would go on to create a new field of economics called behavioral economics, based off Amos and Danny's work. However, after 15 years of working together, Amos and Danny's relationship was beginning to fray. Because Amos was a mathematical psychologist, economists were more likely to contact him. He was often given credit for work that both of them had done. When Danny remarried to Anne Treisman, he was confronted with an important decision. Anne, who was a Gentile and who had 4 children, including a child with Down syndrome, could not move to Israel. As a compromise, she and Danny decided to move to the United States. Amos was then also confronted.